The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Danny Miller is someone who has a difference, and I'm going to tell you that this is going to be an unusual listening experience. Danny communicates through augmentative communication technology, and effectively, he's unable to speak in a way that you or I might speak without the use of technology. And he has completed his Leaving Cert. He's had this incredible technology that you're about to hear for the last year. So it's a different interview in that we've had to prearrange all the questions in order to give Danny a chance to respond to them. And then we'll get a chance to learn something about Danny's experiences. Before we go to the questions that we've given you in advance, can I just say welcome, Danny, to the studio. Nice to meet you. And you are how old? Okay. And you're from what part of the country?
Iko.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in to see us today. And we have plenty of questions for you. So will we get down to business?
Yeah.
Let's do it. First question I have for you is, what is your difference and why do you use technology to help you communicate?
My formal diagnosis or basis for my difference is that I have diplegia cerebral palsy as well as severe expressive communication difficulties. I cannot use speech as my primary means of communication because I find it difficult to get my mouth to move quickly enough to make up words. This affects the clarity of my speech. Take care not to be fooled by my appearance, because inside my thinking and language processing is just the same as everybody else. I use augmentative communication technology to communicate because my device, the SL50, provides me with a voice output to interact with other people. It means I can have meaningful conversations. I am sure you have heard the technology being used before if you think about Stephen Hawking, the physicist. Mm-hmm. I do not think I am as smart as he was. What we had in common was a good sense of humor and a way to communicate.
Okay, now that gives us a great insight into who you are through this technology. How has technology helped you to communicate?
Using this device, I think I weave into conversations pretty damn easy. I use my device every day to express my thoughts and feelings, to talk with my family and friends, and at college to participate in group discussions.
And that obviously eases your way through life in a way before it could never have happened without this technology. So what do you think, Danny, your life would be like without the technology you're using for our interview today?
Non-existent. Can you imagine knowing everything you want to say inside your head, but not being able to say it out loud? It can be quite isolating, and people can feel quite awkward and uncomfortable. When you cannot speak out loud and respond to questions or participate normally, in inverted commas, in a conversation, people can be very judgmental, and many people have thought I am intellectually disabled or just plain stupid.
I'm going to ask you a question off the script so you can answer spontaneously with your technology. Is that right? How annoying is it when people treat you like a fool?
I guess it's annoying, but I always know I'll get the last laugh.
Good. We go back to my next question on the list that we sent you, which was about school. And was it difficult for you to get through school?
It was very difficult, but some of that was my own fault. Think of your worst teenage nightmare as a parent, then multiply that by 10. Instead of me being brave enough to embrace my difference, I tried too hard to be like everybody else, and this just did not work. I used the note facility on my mobile phone, which meant that I was pretty much silent throughout secondary school. People never heard what I had to say because it took me a long time to type what I wanted to say. They lost interest waiting, and then they had to read the notes from my phone, which made the whole interaction very fake and awkward. On reflection, I should have been braver, because this communication technology, the SL50, levels the playing field, so to speak, if you pardon the pun.
Mm, yeah, but it makes great sense. And can you give us an idea, Danny, of a typical day for you?
I probably have as normal a day as everybody else and probably dislike the mundane routine just as much as everybody else. I digress when I say that I did my leaving certificate in 2018. After that, I went to Brill Institute of Further Education and completed a TV and video production course in 2019, and this year I am doing a performing arts course in Roslyn Park in Sandy Mound. But back to your question. Every day I get a lift to the DART, take the DART to Sandy Mound, walk to the college from the DART, do my course, eat my lunch, etc., etc. Just the normal mundane routine like everybody else. Once a week I go to a physical therapist and a personal trainer. Both help me to stretch and exercise and keep my body as physically healthy as possible given the limitations of cerebral palsy on a body. I watch a lot of movies and regularly write reviews on the movies I have seen and then publish my reviews on the website Letterboxd.com. I dream most days about being a successful movie director, like Quentin Tarantino or Harmony Korine.
Love Tarantino. Yeah. Loved it. Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's the best movie of last year.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. Except Joker. No, you think Tarantino's better than that? Okay, gotcha. Now we've had a look at your CV. Very impressive. What would you mentioned there? You'd like to be a director. What other things would you aim towards?
Medium to long term, I would like to work in the entertainment industry, possibly as a script writer or music supervisor, or if I caught a lucky break and made the right contacts go all the way and become a director. Short term, I want to finish my course in Roslyn Park, and then my mom thinks I should go to UCD to do a BA in humanities.
For what it's worth, I think your mum's right. I think you'd love it there and get that experience in college. But I don't know if you need that, if that's helping your argument or making it worse for you, I don't know. But anyway, let me ask you about, Danny, about getting work. Do you think you'll have difficulty getting work, or is the world a better place?
As my mom often says, could you not have chosen a more competitive industry to be interested in? So getting work is proving to be really difficult. I have sent my CV to most of the contacts on the Irish Film and Television database. I have not received any response. It is complicated because I cannot pick up the phone to talk. Maybe I need an agent. Look, I have applied for part-time jobs in bookstores close to where I live because I love reading too, but my expressive speech or lack of it makes people feel awkward, so I have not to date secured any part-time work either.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. People aren't enlightened enough to realise that you have all the smarts required for any of the jobs you describe, and yet people can't see past what it is we're talking about today. Just briefly on your interest in movies, Danny, where does that all come from?
I do remember being 14. My parents were out at a Christmas party. We had just gotten Netflix. I started to browse through the movie titles. I spotted Reservoir Dogs and holy hell, a life-changing moment. Mm. After watching that movie, I never saw movies the same way again. It is an art, a representation of a person's vision. And I began to think I could get my vision out there, if I tried. That movie gave me hope that people might listen to what I had to say if I could communicate in the way that a movie communicates. Ultimately, my speech difficulty would become insignificant.
I think that from talking to you today, we as a society have as much catching up to do with you rather than the other way around. Would that be a fair analysis?
I think so. But I am willing to wait. Slow and steady wins the race.
Those wise words to end our interview this morning. Danny, it's been great to see you. Thanks for coming in to see us today. I look forward to seeing your name in the credits of a movie when I'm going to the cinema in Dunleary soon. Thanks so much. Danny Miller joining us in studio this morning. Actually, even your name has a movie director's ring to it, doesn't it? This movie, directed by Danny Miller. I can see it already. It's going to be great. The future is bright. You're so welcome, Danny. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The text number is 51551.